Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, friends. Mike Gary here. We'll See About That with Ron Say. Ron's out on assignment promoting his fantastic book, Penguin Power. It's available wherever fine books are sold or right off his website, theronsayshow.com. And real briefly, I wanted to get friend of the show and producer Corey Marino in here because, wow, Ron sure took an interesting time to take off with this news of Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. Real fast, if you've not seen the news, of course, there's a big push alert saying that Mr. Ohtani's interpreter has been dismissed from the Dodgers for embezzling over $4.5 million from Mr. Ohtani's bank accounts to pay off his gambling debts. Then Mr. Ohtani's interpreter then had a statement released to ESPN, which then Mr. Ohtani's people then disavowed, and Mr. Ohtani's interpreter said, no, actually, I didn't steal from him. Mr. Ohtani paid off my gambling debts out of his largesse. What are we to think here, Corey?
Well, the first thing is you have to think, is Ohtani gambling?
That, I think, is the forefront of a lot of people's minds, specifically Dodger fans, even more specifically Rob Manfred.
Oh, yeah. They can't let the face of the league and the face of the league that also brings in another population to go down like that. Like, they can't have that.
$700 million contract, of course, Mr. Ohtani signed, prorated, deferred for many, many years. And now, literally on the cusp of opening day, this story breaks. Of course, the unwritten rules of baseball and the written rules of baseball is that you can't bet on your own team or in baseball in general. And Mr. Ohtani's interpreter was quick to mention that, no, I didn't bet. I'm a degenerate gambler, I have a gambling problem, but I didn't bet on baseball. I only bet on English soccer, the NBA, college basketball, the NFL, and college football. Hard to imagine that MLB is not in there.
I bet on every sport except for that.
Exactly.
He was probably betting on curling too, but no, not baseball.
I mean, back when I was a degenerate gambler, those harness races from Dubai around 4 a.m., that was some hot action right there. But what do you think is going to happen? I mean, obviously you can't pay Ohtani that amount of money and then just sit him. Do you think the league is going to step in here and issue some sort of sanctions?
I think I read an article yesterday or recently that said that the league right now isn't looking to go into anything. They're not looking to look into it at all.
That is pathetic. That is absolutely pathetic. Look, I live in Los Angeles. You know, I'm a Dodger fan, and I think that this is a stain on the organization, a stain on the game itself, and the league definitely needs to conduct an investigation, and I think that Mr. Ohtani, even though he seems like a very nice fellow, needs to sit down for a while. Folks, stick around. We're going to have an interesting interview about sports science and nutrition, followed by some of our best interviews we've done this year. Stay with us. We'll see about that.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039. And mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Gresca's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials. c-60.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
They still call me the Penguin.
Hello, everyone. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, we've got a special guest today, Joel Tutoro, who represents Thorne Sports Science. He's a registered dietitian, director of sports science for Thorne, a science-driven health and wellness company. And he is here to talk about how sports science is evolving and how athletes can optimize peak performance through nutrition and supplementation. Joel, welcome to the show. And what is sports science?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Sports science, so it's really just the evolution of taking what we know in the health and wellness world and the academic world and applying it. You know, traditionally we try and make sick people better. It's really taking that same principles and see how we can take an athlete, you know, at any level and really use those same principles to allow them to be their best self.
You know, back in the time that I was playing, it was, I wouldn't say traditional approach, but we had pretty much peanut butter and crackers and some milk and some soft drinks and some coffee with sweeteners. But it's changed quite a bit from that, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. And I always say something's better than nothing, so you're doing some things right there. But it's just the more we understand about the body, the better we've able to be in understanding what nutrients the body uses while you're competing and then what nutrients you need to put back in to be ready to do it again tomorrow and then, you know, 162 more times.
You know, the funny thing about today's sports is most of the ball clubs today have an in-house chef at home. And they pretty much know the menu, and players pretty much have their regular routine of like what they eat. But it's a far cry and a better improvement for what we certainly had.
Yeah, and that's kind of where sports science has gone, is both just what we know about the human body has grown, but the access and availability to understand. So, you know, you've got everybody wearing fitness trackers, and they're looking at their, you know, swing speed and all these things. So the more data we have, the better we can dial in each individual athletes need. And you're right, every major league ball club has at least one dietitian available to the players, and it's really just understanding it was an area of the game and recovery as a whole that wasn't being optimized. So it's an advantage you can have over other people who don't do it as well.
So let's say you got any quick nutritional tips for, you know, players that are trying to eat something, say, an hour or half an hour before the game?
Yeah, so you have to be able to use it, right? So digestion takes time. So the closer you get to activity, that's where we look at things like lighter, leaner proteins. Just the less your body has, the less substantial they are. You know, you got to work through a fried chicken takes a long time to get through. That same grilled chicken breast, your body can get the proteins out of. a little bit quicker. So we look at things like that. Carbohydrates are kind of one of the energy sources for the body. So things that, especially if you're topping off during the game, right? If you're feeling something that's quick, so more simple carbohydrates rather than like a really involved fiber dense high fat meal, like just less your body has to deal with to get those nutrients out of it. So that's what we look at around competition, and hydration's probably still to this day one of the more underutilized aspects of performance. Your body uses a lot, you sweat a lot out, and the more hydrated you are, just the less stress on the body and the little bit better it performs.
We're speaking to sports scientist Joel Totoro for Thorne.com. That's Thorne.com. And Joel, nowadays with peak performance, I mean, athletes are bigger, stronger, faster than ever. And diet isn't necessarily the only thing. They need more. Can you talk a little bit about supplements and how they can augment not only their diet for peak performance?
Yeah, and that's kind of how I found Thorne. I started my career working largely in American football as a team dietitian, and I started to realize, and the industry has started to realize, what we're asking the body to do to be a professional athlete, it just has higher needs of certain nutrients. And, you know, there's only so much food you can eat. So I had to realize that, you know, I could be designing the best diet in the world, but I had to be realistic about it and look at, you know, and every athlete's different, but what are some of the nutrients, like things like protein, things like electrolytes, creatine for muscle energy? What are some of these nutrients that I just couldn't get in the right amounts in a diet? And that's where supplements come in. And then, you know, finding a company like Thorne that makes products that are, you know, tested to be guaranteed banned substance free. So we don't have any of those positive drug tests we see in professional sports, and really understanding that, okay, these nutrients that I'm putting in, not from food, are going to do what they say they do in a safe way.
You know, athletes today are having a new thing that has evolved here in the last X number of years. They start recuperating almost right after the game, especially the basketball players. They go right into this recovery area. How do you supplement that with what they're trying to do now to have this quick recovery? And nutritionally, what do you do with that?
Yeah, I would say your post-game meal is your first pre-game meal, right, for the next day. So it's really, for me, is really optimizing, I always call it the other 20 hours. What are you doing for recovery? And nutrition is just one piece of that. But from my lens, you know, one, immediately, what can we put back in the body that you just used during the game? But then if we look at, you know, the other things that need to happen. So you look at baseball, you're playing a night game and you're amped up and you got to fly now and you need to maximize that sleep. But so what are things we can do, whether it's, you know, magnesium, there's tart cherry juice has some great nutrients in it that help support sleep. There's melatonin. So all these different things, what are we looking at? Do you have enough protein to recover the muscles from what we did? You know, are we dealing with inflammation and infection, or what are you dealing with as a human that's also limiting your nutrition and your performance? So that's all the things. And that's what the growth of sports science is, having someone looking at every specific aspect. I'm looking at nutrition. You know, the athletic trainers and physical therapists are looking at injuries. You got the strength coach is looking at, you know, are you able to handle the duration of a season? So everyone's looking at it from their lens. And that's what sports science has been. But yeah, for me, nutritionally, there's a lot of things we can do to optimize that recovery window.
Besides the nutritional stuff that you recommend, how many meals a day would you say is optimum for athletes?
Yeah, there's the good thing about nutrition science is we figure out a lot of people can handle a lot of different ways. So for me, I would say that the diet you will consistently eat is the one that's best for you. Now, when it comes to around activity, I you should make sure you have a great fueling plan going into it. You're going to physically use those nutrients while you're training around the field. And then you want to maximize that recovery window right afterwards. So that's where protein's kind of the signal for your body, where you're kind of breaking down the body while you're doing the sport. You know, we're doing it intentionally, but it's still damaged. So protein's the signal to switch the body from breaking down into recovery. And the sooner you get, it's about 20 grams of protein in the body, the sooner you can switch on that recovery window. Outside of that, there's a lot you can play with. You know, for me, for athletes, fueling as consistently as possible generally works for a lot of people, especially if you're doing activity throughout the day, you know, pregame and during. But for the kind of the average person, there are ways. There's people who do time restricted eating, and it's just you have to, depending on the plan that works for you, it's understanding, okay, these are all the nutrients I need in this window. So even if you are someone that likes to eat in a smaller amount of window, if I am only going to eat in this small amount of time, am I eating around activity, right? So those nutrients are there, and I'm doing a little less damage and able to perform at my best. So the good thing about science is that we're learning a lot. We're learning a lot of things can work for a lot of different people. But the bad thing is the more we know, the more questions we have. So it's an ongoing question in understanding. But yeah, for me, what you'll follow consistently and what makes you feel good is the best place to start. And then it's on me and nutrition experts to figure out what you're lacking, what you need to supplement within the plan that works for you.
Well, I certainly wish we had all this information back when I was playing. It might have helped me a little bit.
Yeah, you would have had 1,000 home runs.
Joel, where can listeners go for more information about how to reach you?
Yeah, so thorne.com, thorne.com, has a huge information treasure trove of blogs and articles and videos, podcasts. So everything from performance and general performance, nutrition, as well as the supplementation, down to health and wellness, anything you're kind of dealing with there, wherever you're trying to optimize, if you're, you know, trying to optimize your cognition so you're better at work, that's performance as well, too. It's a different form of it. So there's as much information as you can possibly digest on thorne.com. And then social media-wise, best place would be Thorne Health on Instagram.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for this valuable information. I hope more athletes lean your way. Good luck with all that, and thanks for certainly joining us.
Yeah, today, Joel. Thanks so much, Joel. And make sure to check out Thorne at thorne.com. That's thorne.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. We're back with Mike Aruzioni, and Mike, I want to get right to now this game that you are going to be playing, the biggest game of your life, I imagine, to this point. The bonded Russians in the gold medal round. Take it away.
Well, obviously, you know, we're in a position where we wanted to be. We get to the medal round, and I've always told people for years and years, if you think you're going to lose, you probably will. But we went into the game excited. I think I may have even said this earlier, anxious, curious, nervous, as you would always be before a big game. But the important thing for us was to just continue to play our game and not make it bigger than it is. Because if you make it bigger than it is, you're going to run around and make mistakes. And if you're not prepared, you're going to get your head handed to you. So I think the mindset going in, and Herb said this to us constantly throughout the Olympics, was play your game, play your game. We were never concerned about what other teams were doing. We needed to continue to play the way we were playing throughout the Olympic Games and don't change. You know, I think if we got behind a few goals, then maybe we would have to change the way we were going to play. But the fact that the game stayed within one goal the whole time, you know, kept our confidence up, kept us believing that we were in the game and could continue to play the way we were playing and keep the game close. But, you know, clearly you go into the game and just waiting to play. It's the biggest, at this point, the biggest games any of us had ever played.
Probably shook up the Russians a little bit by keeping it so close in the first quarter.
I think they, you know, they might be getting a little frustrated themselves thinking, what the heck, we should be up by five goals here.
Right.
And it's a one-goal game. Probably more pressure on them than what was on us because we were just continuing to play the way we were capable of playing.
Was there a unique style that the Russian team played with? And was there any sort of strategy that Herb gave you guys to counter that style?
Well, that was the whole, you know, system that Herb wanted us to play was the European style of hockey. You know, people don't know the Olympic Games is played on a bigger sheet of ice. It's wider. It's longer. It's a totally different game. And the Europeans, they grew up in that sheet of ice. So for 6 months, we trained to play the European game. And that's what Herb said. We're going to learn the European hockey and we're going to throw it right back at the Europeans. So, you know, we were prepared to play the style that the Soviets play, which is a lot of crisscrossing, a lot of interchanging of position, a lot of throwing the puck back and regrouping and attacking, things that we see now in the NHL. It's a very different game on the big sheet of ice. So we knew how the Soviets played. We knew how all the international teams played. And our team was geared to turn and play that type of hockey. And we were successful at it, one, because we were young, and two, we could skate. We had great speed, and our conditioning was incredible. Every player that I played with after the Olympics, when we talked years later, said it was the best shape they've ever been in. And I'll give you a statistic, which was pretty amazing, and I didn't know about it until about a couple of years ago, is we outscored our opponents in the third period, 16-3. That's an unbelievable number.
Yep.
And I think that just showed, you know, the speed and the conditioning of our team. And I think the Soviets were surprised by it. I think we caught them by surprise, not realizing, you know, it wasn't the same team they played in Madison Square Garden. That's for damn sure. And, you know, we might have got them off their game a little, you know, other than the second period when we took some penalties and they really dominated the second period, but they still only had that one goal lead going into the third.
Well, you know, I believe that there was probably a lot of intimidation they could throw your way. The fact that you stayed close is always troublesome when you get into these big games. Put them away when you can and then stretch the lead. The fact that you were holding on started to bother them a great deal.
I watched it on YouTube last night.
I watched the game live,
yeah.
Which is really incredible to me. That's why it's a little closer to me. And I remember, you know, Al Michaels doing the play-by-play. And so, Mike, take it to the point in the third quarter when you guys now take the lead.
Well, Mark Johnson scored a goal to tie it up with 10 minutes left to go in the game. And maybe a little less than 10 minutes. Mark scored so many big goals, I forget how many of them there were. But Mark tied it at 3, and then I scored with 10 minutes left to go to put us ahead 4-3. And for me, it just gave us the lead. And again, like Herb kept saying, just play your game, play your game. We can't do anything different. We have a lead now. Let's not sit back. Let's keep going after him and going after him. And, you know, like I said, I've only seen the game a couple of times. And I remember the last time I watched it a few years ago was when they didn't have that many shots on goal after I scored.
Right.
I think they only had five or maybe six shots on goal. And we really took it to them in those last 10 minutes, although we stood back a little. I think we could have been a little more aggressive, but maybe they're just consciously thinking, don't make a mistake.
Exactly.
Don't do anything to take you, you know, if you're going to make a decision, make a defensive decision, not an offensive decision. So I think that was kind of how it kind of played out. And we, you know, we played four lines. We didn't, you know, we just kept sending guys over the boards. And sometimes you might be out in the ice for 20 seconds and then you're off and another guy's jumping on. So we just kept going after him and going after him. And he looked at the clock and it was like in quicksand. It was the longest 10 minutes of your life. But, you know, he just kept going at it. Next thing you know, there was 9 minutes, then eight, then seven, six, five. And, you know, then the game's over.
And an incredible victory against all odds. Al Michaels made the great call, I think, within the last few seconds of the final buzzer and said, do you believe in miracles? And it has been duly acknowledged. There has been numerous things that it has been compared to.
It's been chosen by Sports Illustrated 1999 as the greatest sports moment of the 20th century.
Yeah.
Voted the greatest highlight of all time by ESPN viewers.
Yeah. Those are pretty special things. And you know, here's the funny thing. You haven't won the gold medal yet. And I think you know where I'm going to go with this. You just probably won the biggest game of your life, and now you got one more game to play against a very good Finland team, and it's for the gold. And if you don't win the gold, that game doesn't mean as much.
Well, if we don't win the gold, there was a chance we could have come in fourth place.
Okay.
And depending on the outcome of the Sweden Russian game. So if we tie the game, there's a chance we maybe win a bronze. But, you know, that's why you play the game. And this was the biggest game any of us had ever played. And, you know, I've said this many times. If we don't beat Finland, you and I aren't having this conversation.
Probably not.
Hey, Mike, geez, great Olympics if he only could have beat Finland to win the gold medal. You know, great game against the Soviets, but boy, if he only could have beat Finland. So we knew that was the biggest game. And we're losing 2-1 going into the third period. We were trailing many times throughout the Olympic Games. And that's when Herb made the speech when he said, if you lose this game, you'll take it to your bleeping grave. Then he walked out, he stood at the door and he pointed his finger back at us and he said, you're bleeping grave. And he was so right. You know, to come so far, to work so hard, to let it slip away would have stayed with us forever.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I think the best 20 minutes of hockey we played all Olympic Games, maybe all year, the best 20 minutes of hockey we played as a team was those final 20 against Finland. And we scored 3 goals and we went 4-2 and we win the whole thing.
And bring the Olympic gold medal back to the United States for hockey. What an incredible accomplishment. You know, the movie was made of it. Herb Brooks was played by Kurt Russell. I remember watching that movie as well. It was an exciting reminder of what you guys had pulled off. And I think any sports fan probably felt really good about that feel-good story. Unfortunately, we don't have enough of those kind of feel-good stories today, but certainly...
We could use a 1980 right now.
Yeah, we sure could. But you know what? An incredible accomplishment. You've etched yourself in hockey fame. So has the team. We're certainly grateful for the efforts that you put forth. I can't imagine what it would be like to win a gold medal, but I'm sure you wear it well. And you got icing on the cake because you will never be forgotten for scoring that winning goal against the Russians. And what was the quote that some of your friends used to say if you'd have missed that shot?
Yeah, in college, I painted bridges in the summer. That was my summer job. And I actually said it to a friend of mine. I said, geez, if that was 3 more inches to the left, I might still be painting bridges.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be, but it's kind of a funny line.
Oh, of course it is. And that's bringing light to it all and the accomplishment of it. Tremendous, tremendous. After hockey, and I shouldn't say after hockey, you had a bit of a mess on your plate with Toledo gold diggers, right? They came at you for saying that you were professional, and they tried to take your medal away.
That was the infamous Alan Eagleson, the Canadian attorney. Not a very nice man, obviously, but he tried to say that Buzzy Schneider and I were professionals because Buzzy played in Milwaukee for the Admirals and I played for the Gold Diggers. But what Mr. Eagleson didn't look at is we never signed a professional contract with any teams. We were paid every 2 weeks, just basically living to pay our you know, the apartment I lived in and expenses that I might have had. So there was no contract. I could have been sent home any minute. If I had a contract, then they couldn't cut me or trade me. But we signed minor league contracts, our amateur contracts. But that idiot wanted to make a big thing out of it because we won the gold medal and Canada didn't.
That's correct. And you get to brag about that all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day,
24-7,
365.
And every time the Olympics rolls around, you see that famous clip, Mike, of you hitting that goal.
Right. I have my gold medal in the bank and nobody's taking it away.
That's right. And I just want to let people know, because we're kind of winding down here, that you did some broadcasting after hockey, your playing career. You went back and was assistant coach at Boston University. You're part owner for the USHL Omaha Lancers. You've written books, Miracle on Ice. You helped the making of Miracle on Ice. And you also helped out consulting with the film, and that must have been a lot of fun too.
Yeah, anytime you can be around Kurt Russell is pretty special,
yes,
as well. So it was kind of fun. I didn't have a lot to do with the movie other than talking to Kurt now and then, but... Yeah, things have been good. I've been working at Boston University for the last 30 years. I still continue to do a lot of motivational speaking and get to play a little golf now and then. So, you know, as I always tell my friends, we could have lost. Life would be a little different, but I'd still be living in the town I live in. I'd still be married to the same girl, and my kids would be my kids, and my friends would be my friends, and that's more important than anything else.
Well, you etched yourself in that history. It's not going to change. You're there forever. I want to thank you so much, Mike, for joining us. Mike Ruzzoni, the captain of the USA Hockey Olympic champions of 1980 at Lake Placid. Such a wonderful honor to have you here, Mike. Continued success and good luck to you, and thanks for joining us.
All right, hey, Ron, thank you, and thanks for having me on. Everyone, be well, stay safe. Take
care. Thank you so much. Mike Ruzzoni, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Easter's on its way, and I wasn't going to let this year's celebration have empty baskets. That's why I'm so glad I went to Kohl's. I found toys under $20 and saved extra as a Kohl's Rewards member. Then with an additional 15% off, I found Apartment 9 dress shirts for my husband at $25.49 and got myself some cute dresses under $30, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So take my word for it. Hop on over to Kohl's for great brands and great prices. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 24th. 15% offer ends March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never-frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers of old L.A. We're rooting.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. Thank you so much for joining us. And this day in Dodger history, 1977, the Dodgers swapped first baseman and outfielder Bill Buckner and shortstop Ivan DeJesus to the Cubs for Rick Monday in a trade that benefits both teams and subsequent transactions with the Phillies and Red Sox, respectively. After their many productive seasons in Chicago, the team deals the players for Ryan Sandberg and Dennis Eckersley, each a future Hall of Famer.
And that turned out to be a pretty good deal for the 1984 Cubs as we roared to the Eastern Division title that year. Ended up losing the National League Championship playoffs. Dennis Eckersley, a major contributor. Ryan Sandberg was the National League MVP that year. And General, I understand you're a Cub fan, so you must remember 1984.
I remember Sandberg was remarkable. I believe was Bruce Sutter pitching at that time.
Yes, he was. Yes,
I mean, he was golden, and
yes.
And it was an exciting time, and it didn't quite get there. That took another decade or two.
Yes,
but it was a great run.
It was,
and I grew up with in Chicago with going to games with Ernie Banks and Ron Sano, who you know as
yes.
a fellow third baseman.
I certainly did.
Those were in my mind the golden years.
Yes, it was. I have a number of things I want to cover. I'm going to let you choose. I'm going to bring up the topic of which do you think is a greater threat to our security, Russia or China. I also want to bring up the conflict in Israel and your comments about that. And I do want to mention something that is on Netflix now, a show called Unknown. And there is a segment on there called The Killer Robots that has to do with AI and military weaponizing of the robots. Start where you want. It's all yours.
We'll start back. I have not seen Unknown and I need to, but I am watching AI. And when I see this, all our generation, I'm sorry, folks, but our generation 30 years ago remembered the Terminator and Terminator 2.
Yes.
And that was all about AI. And yeah. It was a scary movie then, probably, and a cautionary tale for today. I'm worried. I'm worried because I want to believe, and Europe, you know, and there have been conventions to pull together, you know, the world to try to get a handle on AI, but how do you control AI, especially if you have nations that don't want to play, or worse, non-state actors, you know, a 21st era, century era specter type of thing with lots of money, and it's got AI and can do all kinds of scary and nasty things. So I think it's going to be a major problem. I think that the nations that would do us harm are not going to look to get them regulated. They're going to look at as AI as another alternative or asymmetric way, working cyber and all the different things to our weaknesses, and we've all been watching ChatGPT, and that's just the bottom end of it. So yes, I don't want to be alarmist, but when a lot of the top inventors are worried, and we look at human nature. And if you're out there, you have nations and people and non-state actors that look for advantage and their motives aren't good, then AI is a perfect way to kind of split the seam and get things going. So that's my view on AI. We've got to do everything we can in the formal way to try to get a handle on it, like arms control. But sadly, I think it's going to be it's going to have to be much more than that. Russia and China, in the near term, I believe the bigger threat is Russia. Russia, nobody wants to go to war in a big way. Nobody wants to go to a nuclear war. Russia certainly doesn't. China doesn't. But I worry in the Russian case in the near term that there is we're bumping up against each other in a lot of places in the world. There's a lot of suppressed anger and passion over Ukraine. We have submarines up in the Arctic and in the Mediterranean and over in the Pacific. And I mean, there are all kinds of ways. I worry about an accident or an incident in the near term with Russia, which hopefully can be managed. China, I try not to get on an anti-Chinese bandwagon, but undeniably, China sees itself as a superior civilization in many ways. It is rapidly catching up or even moving into a leader basis in AI. It is set off to match us in nuclear weapons. And now when the Chinese have parity in nuclear weapons or feel that we can't take them down, then that gives them more freedom of action in their mind. You have also the Chinese, the economic, the whole aspect of Chinese businessmen and trade all over the world that, yes, good for business, but also laying in, if you will, tendrils and seeds for potential expansion. I worry about China long term. It has its contradictions as much as Russia does. Internally, it's got not a necessarily completely happy population, and a lot can happen that could maybe turn the ship. We've got to watch Taiwan. Friends, we got the presidential election in Taiwan this Saturday, and that's a big deal. If there's any do the Chinese get any scent that the Taiwanese are really looking to break away, and I think the Chinese understand the One China policy, the Taiwanese, but it makes everything tenser. By the way, friends, the fight that Ukraine is doing against Russia in Ukraine, their invasion, I believe has bought time for Taiwan. The Taiwanese have learned, they've seen what another underdog nation can do when motivated and believe in their nation and their passion and get support. The Chinese would have to cross 100 miles roughly to get there in an amphibious landing. It's possible, but it'd be really, really hard. And there's no guarantee that the Chinese could take it or would take it. But in the long term, I worry about China for the very reasons that I've tried to discuss. In the short term, I worry about Russia just with I'm clenching my fists, the sheer anger and the sheer fury that Russia has to the West, and how they have been held at bay in Ukraine. If Russia gains or somehow were to whatever we define win is in Ukraine, I think it will actually open up more Pandora boxes than less. Long term, China has enormous capabilities. They're talented people. They're big. They are suffering from a major demographic challenge, as is in Russia. So they've got clay feet in some ways. And again, out in the countryside, the economy, it's not all happy. But last thing on China-Russia is one really incredible thing that's occurred in the last couple of years in our foreign policy, is we've seen now allies like Japan and South Korea pull together in the Pacific with Australia, mm-hmm. with us, mm-hmm. with the Brits, mm-hmm. in a way that wouldn't have been seen possible even a few years ago. And that has gotten both the Chinese and Russian perspective.
Wanted to also discuss North Korea that and their ties to China and Iran and what's going on in the Middle East with Israel and Palestine. And
I'll be quick.
Yeah.
First of all, the whole vision in my mind of the powerful Putin basically going to Vladivostok to meet Kim Jong-un with his hands clasped, sort of like a supplicant, looking for missiles and things and weapons of the type of stuff that the Russians used to sell to North Korea was really, really interesting. What we have seen is that, in my mind, that we've seen the emergence of a new age axis in the world, like one emerged in the late 1930s with Nazi Germany, Japan, and Italy, and other countries, all strange bedfellows, but all autocratic, and for whatever reason, they pulled together. The Koreans, they've done it. And my son is a young captain on the in the 2nd Infantry Division in Korea. I was just there 2 weeks ago. They're serious. That's a serious mission there. Yeah. That's now, over half a century. Now, last thing, Israel-Palestine. I struggle with this, Mike, Ron, because nothing can minimize the horrors of what occurred on the 7th of October to those kibbutzim and settlements along the Gaza border. Nothing. I mean, it was medieval in brutality. It was grotesque. And I am upset when you have a lot of entities downplaying that and overhyping the Israeli reaction. The Israelis are in a fight for their lives in their mind. It is existential. The Palestinians and the regional, a number of countries in the region, Iran and all of that, have basically said Israel has no right to survive and would try to take them off the planet if they could. Now, saying that, I do wish the Israelis, and I think that they are changing, but they need to find a way, and they have been working. It's been hard, especially, you've got to remember, there are 120 hostages that Hamas is sitting on. And before you get too sympathetic to the Hamas and the hostages, they're to the Palestinians, they're sitting on hostages. And this is, the Israelis, these are Israeli, Israeli Jewish. And the Israelis are going to do all they can to get them out. And so it's a vicious, ugly thing that sadly has put Israel in the spotlight, because they have gone in aggressively with a fury. Could you imagine if something like that happened to us? Do you remember 9/11, how we reacted? It doesn't, in my mind, justify what the horrors of 20,000 dead civilians, many kids, but it could explain it a little bit. And how we work that with the world to some type of settlement. I don't see these countries or these entities being able to create a two-state solution without an international protectorate, including the U.S., allies, and UN, sitting in Gaza. Because there's no reconciliation now, at least for a generation, between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Last point.
General, let me hold you right there. We've got to take a break. We're going to bring you back for the last segment, and you can finish your thoughts then. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this message.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we're back. We'll see about that. Mike Gary sitting in for the great Ron Say. Make sure to check out his fantastic book, Penguin Power, available wherever books are sold, including on his fantastic website where you can follow all things Ron Say, theronsayshow.com. Corey, we talked in the first segment about this kerfuffle, this brouhaha involving Shohei Ohtani and gambling as an interpreter and $4.5 million and a federal investigation into a bookie down in Orange County. The league here, we've seen Rob Manfred not necessarily heavy-handed when it comes to punishments, specifically when it came to the vile and heat and hated cheating Astros. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's the thing. The Astros got a slap on the wrist. They didn't get any suspensions. They didn't get the bonus money taken. There's no asterisk, but Rob Manfred even said it was a piece of tin.
He said that the World Series championship, the championship trophy, the one that all the players play for, the one that Ron has touched a couple times, is meaningless.
The one that the Dodgers are paying $700 million to just add one player to get is meaningless. And they don't want to degrade the game. They think they're on this high perch and they don't want that. I think they got a lot of heat when the Pete Rose happens, and that comes up every Hall of Fame year and every inductee, and now I bet you Pete Rose is pissed.
I was just about to say that the angriest man in America right now is Pete Rose, who's been banned from baseball for life for betting on games, not on his own team, according to him. And also the broader thing here, Corey, is that we've seen the cultural and legal accepting of gambling overall. When I was reading that Shohei Ohtani blockbuster story on ESPN, you know, it was in the right hand corner, ESPN Bet.
Yeah.
And Mr. Ohtani's interpreter, he said this, which is hilarious. He says, well, like, I bet so much legally on DraftKings. I didn't know that that it was illegal to actually go to a bookie and bet off
book. Off book. having someone else make your bets for you when you could just, why didn't you just keep betting on your phone?
This is a blockbuster story. This is a story. This might be the biggest sports story of the decade, where we have the highest paid, the new Babe Ruth. The new Babe Ruth is embroiled in a gambling scandal, his first season with the LA Dodgers.
And baseball has to be pissed. It's going to ruin opening day. Everybody's going to be talking about it. It's the only thing that people are going to be able to talk about. And it happened midweek, so it's not like a Friday dump. It's just going to be all sports, all everything. Even people who aren't talking about sports are going to be talking about it.
I mean, we're deep in March Madness right now, and it's still the number one story on all sports media. Corey, thank you very much. Once again, thank you so much for listening here to We'll See About That. Check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check out Ron's website, theronsayshow.com. We'll see you guys next week, and we'll see about that.